Hola, hola, Tom Terrero, podcast 156. Viva la podcast, viva la jet lag from South America. I'm in Colombia right now. I'm in South America for a month or so, chasing peachy-assed, ample-boobed, petite brunettes. Of course, that's the draw, but I'm also seeing friends and sorting out property stuff, dealing with business stuff. That makes me sound very gangsterish. I assure you, this is all legal. and I'm drinking coffee with sugar, avoiding the other white stuff. But here I am in South America, sounding croaky because it's the morning here, but it's the afternoon in England, whatever. I'm getting over jet lag, but it seems to be getting worse as I get older. And that's tying in to today's topic, a long time coming. That's what she said, older guy day game. And this year, specifically with the van travel, pushing it as hard as I could to the limit, I thought, fucking hell, how long can I continue this for? Day gaming, dating, being inspired, being interested in girls, travel, etc. And I'm 38, 39 this year, and on the road, I've taught, I've met, I've winged with, I've had beers with, and now I've had email conversations with guys that are in their late 40s and 50s, and they're still single, they're still doing it, they're still chasing girls, chasing tail, having a good time on the road. So many people have asked, how long can you keep doing it for? What impact does age have? What are the specific problems? What's the specific advice? What about the sugar daddy thing? What about the end goal, the end game? Is it still looking for the one? Is it having a harem? Is it buying a van and fucking off around Europe? What's the end game? Well, Keith Richards of Rolling Stones fame, he said, I'm not getting older, I'm evolving. So that's the underlying theme of this podcast. And the podcast today is not me rambling on, ranting on. It's three guys that sent me audios very kindly. Remember, you might remember that I asked a while back for older guys to email me, get in touch if they wanted to be on the podcast. Many did, and I sent out questions to them. And these three guys very kindly sent audios of their answers. The first one is Mr. S. He's in the United States of America. God bless the US of A. He's 50 years old, divorced. He's got kids. And you'll hear about him day gaming in New York and elsewhere in the States and how he gets girls that are 20 years younger than himself. The difference with day game to when he used to do online dating. So that's Mr. S. He's first up. Secondly, it's Mr. M. An English man like myself, an English gentleman. He's 52. He's not been married. He doesn't have kids. So he's the perpetual bachelor, Mr. Darcy. And he day games largely in parks or stationary sets on his bicycle. An interesting chap and very interesting answer. So he's coming up second. I was going to say coming up the rear, but we will have none of that today, gentlemen. And thirdly is Ioannis from Greece, Mr. I. 48 years old, so the youngest man in today's Rat Pack, and he will seduce you just with his sexy voice. I mean, you're thinking, fuck, Tom Terrero, you have a very sexy jet lag voice. I know that's what you're thinking right now, but wait till you hear our third and final guest in today's podcast. A beautiful velvet, rich, chocolatey voice, and an interesting story about how he's doing it in Greece. He's traveling. He also is the perpetual bachelor, so you'll hear from him. If you want to get more on this stuff, then of course this will be a future theme as I age, as you age with me, as I move into my 40s and then my 50s. Let's see how long I can keep going for. I've said I'm going to stop talking about day game, being a day game teacher, so to speak, when I'm 50, because I don't really want to be making content after that about day game, I suspect. But will I stop chasing tail, traveling, trying to sleep with girls who are 20 years younger than me, half my age? Will I stop that? No. Okay, and I've said in other black sheep posts about my plans for will I get married, will I settle down, will I have kids, will I be lonely, is this selfish? All that stuff I'll link in a post below, because a podcast like this will generate those questions. I have done other podcasts in the past, don't forget, with the real Hank Moody, an American day gamer. in his early 50s. That's podcast 26. That's a very good listen. And you'll remember a regular podcast guest, somebody who's got their own channel about Older Guy Day Game. It's Mr. A. He's British. He lives in Poland. So two podcasts with him. One on his 52 First Date project, and he's in his early 50s. That's podcast 96. And at the end of that project, how did he get on? Is he still looking for the one? That podcast is 149, called Divided Loyalties. I will link all these in a blog post related to this show because there's too many. And I did one, I think, a long time ago. Yes, Day Game for 30 plus guys. That's when I was a younger man. That's podcast 23. So if you're in your 20s, getting into your 30s, listen to that one too. But today's podcast is for guys specifically who are in their late 40s, early 50s, and thinking, can I continue? Do I need to do online dating? What about the social shame of dating younger girls? What about the social pressure from friends and family for settling down and buying that second car? What about if you have kids? Today's first guest has kids. Any day games? What about your energy levels? What about your grooming? What about your fitness, of course? What about the highs? So stories from all these guys. And, of course, the lows. We have to balance it out. What adaptations do you make? What can you do to avoid the provider trap? What's the end game for these guys, as I've said? Is there a cutoff point, or is it all in our heads? And finally, all these guests will answer advice for guys in their 20s and 30s to age well. As Keith Richard said, don't age, just evolve. So without further ado, and once again, thank you to Mr. S, Mr. M, and Ioannis. We shall begin with Mr. S.
Hey, Tom. I am recording answers to your old guy day game questions. This is, let's call me Mr. S. As you can tell from my sexy American accent, I am from the U.S. I'm 50 years old. I started day gaming right after I got divorced at age 47. So that was 3 years ago. But the first 2 years, I really fell into that keyboard jockey trap. I mean, it took me 2 full years to get 200 sets done, so that part was not good. I've since amped it up a lot over the past year, and I've done a total of, I'm right at 600 approaches now. Little bit complicated by the fact that I've got kids that live with me half the time, so that makes, that eats into my my day gaming time quite a bit and dating time a lot, but that's where I am. What have been some of the highs of day game? So I'm 50 right now, and I dabbled a little bit. When I first got divorced, I dabbled in online dating, and I was just repelled by the quality that I was getting, and it was women that were roughly my age, a little bit younger than me, but not much. So one of the biggest highs has just been the ability to get girls pretty consistently who are about 20 years younger than me. The sweet spot for me currently seems to be right around 30. And I've dated some girls mid-20s also. But yeah, that's the biggest thing, is literally dating girls half my age. Some specifics. I had a regular when I was traveling to New York last summer. I did like 4 trips to New York over the summer, and I got a regular that would just bang me like a maniac as soon as I got to town. And she was really into being dominated, and she liked being choked, and she was just wild in bed. So, and she was about 20 years younger than me. That was a highlight. I had a regular back home who, I'd always had this on the bucket list. I wanted to get a lay in a hotel bathroom. I mean, a public bathroom, like a nightclub bathroom. And I did that with her. That was pretty cool. And that was early on. It wasn't the first time I slept with her, but it was early on. Probably the biggest high for me was getting a handle on my AA, because I had AA so bad. I felt so weird about hitting on girls that were, you know, significantly younger than me. In the U.S., that's such a, you know, taboo thing that if, you know, you shouldn't, not supposed to date somebody that's where there's more than a 10-year age difference. And here I am hitting on girls and I'm literally their father's age. So I felt weird about it, and it took me a while to get over that. So that probably, if I had to say what's the thing that really makes me feel like a badass, it's getting past the AA and getting to the point where I feel like, yeah, if I feel like approaching, I know I can do it. What have been some of the lows? I just talked about the AA thing. So that would be the biggest one. The one that just repeated itself over and over so many times to me was early on in those first couple of years. I would go out, I might spend an hour and a half, 2 hours walking around and just weaseling on set after set after set, and then just beating myself up about it. And that was just this recurring theme of, yeah, it was just a bad spiral to get into. So that was a big low. During that same time, it was probably during my first 100 sets somewhere in there, I did an approach on a cute girl, probably early 20s, and I happened to be feeling good that day. Do a good job on the front stop, get right in front of her, do the opener. I think I stacked, and then she just looked me up and down and said something like, no offense, but I think there's too much of an age difference, and then walked around me. And so not actually all that bad. I'd get that now, and I would like either say something smartass in response or laugh about it or whatever. At the time, it felt like she stabbed me in the chest. Oh my God, that's the thing I'm sensitive about. So that was a real low point, because I was just very direct at that stage. What other lows? All the, you know, there's so many highs and lows. There have been sets, girls that seemed really on. The set was great. The texting was great. And then just something goes awry. Made her out on date one. I've had them where I got a girl out on date one, and I'm certain, okay, date two, I'm gonna get the lay. And then she flakes at the last minute, or she can't. So I've had a handful of those where I just thought, oh, I'm so close, and then it falls apart. And that is a little bit of blue ball hell. That's a low, but part of the game. Number six, what adaptations have you made to make day gaming as an older guy? To day game as an older guy. So, I'm a 50-year-old. I was never in terrible shape, but I'm really focused on it now. I lift weights about 4 times a week. I eat a really good diet. Nobody's going to mistake me for a bodybuilder, but I'm in good shape. And I really believe you can add or subtract 10 years off of your age based on whether you're in good shape or bad shape. So for an older guy, I think it's really important to, not have a belly. Not that you can't do it, just you'll get, I think, better results if you watch your weight, stay physically fit. Along those same lines, I dress with a lot more fitted clothes than I did pregame. My hair was thinning. It wasn't terrible, but it bothered me. That's the key part. I would like look at myself in the mirror and I'd obsess about whether I was losing my hair or not. And finally, after thinking about it forever, I shaved my head, and I've never regretted it. It definitely was a better move. I should have done it a long time ago. And aside from it looking, I think it's a very masculine look, the biggest benefit is I do not obsess over my hair, zero, where I used to a lot. I was always sweating, you know, whether the girl thought I looked like I was losing my hair. It's a very zero fucks given kind of thing to do, to shave your head as opposed to walking around stressing about whether you're losing your hair or not. And as far as responses from girls, I don't get girls saying they love it. A lot of the girls, women that I knew before I shaved my head, gave me a lot of shit about it when I first did it. Like, what are you doing that for? You still have hair. Why are you shaving your head? And so it's not that the girl, it really has more to do with your own attitude. It's like, fuck it, I own it, you know? I got a shaved head, yeah, I got no hair, big deal. It has more to do with your psychology than it does to do with your hair. Number 7, how do you avoid the provider trap that older guy dating often falls into? So, pre-marriage, so this is back in my, 20s, early 30s, whenever I went out with a girl, I would always take her to dinner, and I would usually take her to someplace really nice, with the underlying message being, I'm trying to impress you with how successful I am. So now, I don't ever do that. First of all, I don't take a girl to dinner, like, ever. Whenever I make the date request, it's drinks. Unless for some reason I have to do it during the day, then it's coffee. And it's definitely, it's not a dinner date. It might be someplace where, tapas are available and maybe we get a little something to eat. Really just depends, but I'm not specifically taking her out in any way to impress her. The places that I pick, it might be like some patio wine bar. It might be more of a pub. But I am not in any way going out of my way to impress her by how much money I'm spending on her. Just, in fact, if anything, I'm doing just the exact opposite. I pick up the bill because I think it's weird for, me to try to split a bill with a girl that's, half my age. But I'm not trying to impress her. I'm going out of my way to not impress her with how much money I'm spending. Also, when I day game, often I'm doing it in shorts and a t-shirt. So I'm not dressing in a way. In fact, most of the time, just because of the weather, it being hot, that's usually what I'm doing. So she shouldn't have any kind of provider. I mean, the only provider signal I'm giving off in that scenario is that I'm older. Might come up what I do for a living. I'm definitely not broadcasting any provider signals. I'm not forcing, I'm not doing any of the DHVs to like mention what I do for a living or try to make it sound like I'm super well off. I might mention travel, but not really to impress, just not to impress her in a provider way, just to impress in terms of, oh, this guy's got an interesting lifestyle. I have day gamed occasionally wearing a suit, but that's when I'm working. I'm wearing a suit for work. I just happen to be, that's what I'm wearing, and I happen to decide to day game. And I haven't noticed big differences when I've done that. The results are similar, maybe a little bit better. I think with an older guy, it fits who you are a little bit better. But, I mean, I'm just wearing a suit. I don't wear any jewelry, so definitely no Rolex, no fancy rings or anything that, where I'm trying to send out any signals that I've got money. Just a bald dude in a suit. Number 8, what is your end game now, or your end goal for game? I'm not a huge believer in lifelong partners. At least for myself. Since I've been divorced, I've only had one exclusive girlfriend, and that was right after I got divorced, and I very quickly realized that that was not for me. So since then, I've dated, no commitments of any kind, and usually if I'm dating the girl at some point within you know, a few months, it's going to come to an end because she's going to want some kind of commitment. So basically, I like variety. I kind of get tired. I was married for 12 years, so the last thing I want to do is be having sex with the same girl over and over for a, you know, an extended long time. I wouldn't write off the possibility at some point in the future of long-term relationship. I'm not like jaded against women or relationships. I just don't have any desire for that right now. And I don't see it anytime in the near future. So yeah, that's kind of my take on that. At what age do you think day game is no longer possible for a guy? I think this is really 100% dependent on the guy. I just don't believe there's any hard black line that says, okay, you can do it when you're 49, but as soon as you hit 50, you're done. Or you can do it when you're 39, you can't do it when you're 40. So depending on the guy and the age, I think you could keep it up almost as long as you want to, as long as you have the interest and desire to do it. The caveat is, the older you get, the harder it becomes to get, younger women. So I do think there's a, it's not a hard black line, but there's a line, a fuzzy line, I guess. Like, I'm 50, I think I can pass for early 40s, and it is hard to get a girl who's 19, 20 interested in me. Believe me, I have tried. It is not easy to do that. Not impossible. It does happen. I've gotten university students' phone numbers and some that seem very interested. I haven't slept with any, but it's possible. But at my age, it's pretty tough. That's been my experience so far. And that's been my experience, I should point out. I've only day gamed in the U.S. I really think there's good possibility that the age issue in other countries, like if you go to Central America or maybe you go to Eastern Europe, you get less of an objection about the age differential. But that's the bigger sticking point to me. So even if you're, let's say, you're late 50s, if you're late 50s and you're really in good shape, I think it's totally possible to day game women who are, you know, 30s, late 30s. And there's even some women who are in their early 40s who are quite good looking. That's definitely possible. But I think getting below like a 20-year age difference, possible but tough. Last one, advice for guys in their 20s and 30s to keep their shit together so that they are prepared when they get to their 40s and 50s. Okay, and it's not specifically related to day game, but just general advice for younger guys. One, I would advise any guy, don't get married until at least 35, preferably 40. And don't get married just because you think you're supposed to. That's why I got married. I felt like, well, that's what I'm supposed to do at this stage of my life. Don't do it unless you just really want to. And to me, the big one would be, if you really are excited about, I want to have a family, I want to raise kids, then that's I wouldn't discourage guys from doing that. I have kids, and it can be a great experience. Second thing, on the kid issue, do not be very, very careful about getting a girl accidentally pregnant. My profession is I'm a divorce lawyer. And you get a girl pregnant, you don't have a choice. She can have the baby. And it doesn't, that creates two things, at least here in the U.S. That means you're going to be paying her child support. And depending on how much money you make, I mean, over the life of paying child support, it could cost you $250,000. Maybe more, just depends on where you are and what the child support ends up being. So it can cost you a ton of money, but even worse than that, you can be in this really messed up situation where you have a kid with somebody who really you only were interested in having sex with her, and maybe she's probably not the person that if you were going to have a kid that you would pick to be the mother of your child. So that, be really, really careful about that. Guys worry like crazy about getting STDs. They should worry much more about accidentally getting a girl knocked up. As far as other more day game specific related stuff, I would say go ahead if you're not in shape, if you don't have a habit of exercise. And I'm not talking about turning yourself into, you know, you don't have to be meathead gym rat and the guy with the best body everywhere he goes. I just mean keep yourself in shape, get in the habit of eating fairly healthy, get in the habit of going to the gym, because it's so much easier to develop a habit of being healthy and in shape than it is to decide, okay, I'm 40, my health is shit, my fitness is shit, and now I'm going to try to get in shape for the first time ever. It can be done, but it's so much easier to just sort of maintain it and just make it a part of your lifestyle. Okay, lastly, on that same bit of advice, or that same, the idea of day gaming, for guys out there, whether they're young or old, my last bit of advice would be, if you fell in, you're falling into the trap that I fell into, which is to spend a bunch of time looking at videos, reading PDFs, spending all this time studying day game, thinking about day game, but not doing it, then if you can't get yourself to approach, get a wing, schedule a boot camp, schedule a coaching session with, you know, somebody good and reputable, do anything you have to do. If you're in the U.S., work and, you know, use it like a batting cage to just get practice in. But do whatever you have to do to get a whole bunch of sets done. And that's it. So, hope that helps. Cheers, Tom.
Hi, Tom. Thanks very much for asking me to contribute to your podcast. I listened to the Over 50 podcast that you produced a while back with great interest, and it was very interesting. I'm looking forward to hearing other plus 50 day gamers' contributions. Anyway, you ask, how old am I now? I'm 52 and a quarter, to be precise. At what age did I start day gaming? I was 47. It's almost exactly 5 years ago. I remember the date very well. It was the 3rd of June 2013. And my ex-girlfriend, a Finnish student, had gone back to Finland and I got engaged. And that was a heart-wrenching, emotional time, and I was working at the time as a chauffeur at the Hay-on-Wye Book Festival, and I remember thinking, when this is over, I'm going to go back and get into day game seriously. How much day game have I done over those years? Not as much as probably I should have, but I would imagine somewhere in the region of 1,000 to 1,500 approaches. The reason I think that is I'm self-employed and I take days off when it's very sunny so that I can go out into the parks on my bike and do my 10 approaches per session. There's usually around about 25 or 30 days per year which are really sunny, unbroken sunshine, and that's when there are going to be girls out in the park lying down, sunbathing. I tend to go for the stationary low-hung fruit, so to speak. So, you know, roughly 25, 30 sessions a year over 5 years. I range between 1,000 and 1,500. What have been some of the highs? Well, obviously, the first day game lay sticks out, literally. In this case, my first lay was actually a same-day lay with a 34-year-old Welsh girl down from Swansea on a course at the local uni. She was lying down reading a book, studying physiotherapy. And the book had lots of pictures of bodies in it, which gave rise to a fruity conversation. we had an instant date, and everything went well. She was planning on heading to pool that evening to see some friends, but she never made it. So that certainly showed me what was possible. My second day game lay was with a Polish girl. Who was engaged to a French merchant seaman. I can imagine him being swarthy and no doubt equipped with the stiletto. But he was halfway around the Pacific at the time, so that was interesting. Funny enough, without knowing it, I actually approached her sister about a year ago. Saw her sunbathing in the park and struck up a conversation with her, and suddenly realized she realized who I was. She knew all about me. Anyway, I'm told she's no longer engaged. What have been some of the lows? Well, one especially sticks out. I met a Swiss German girl in Bournemouth doing some day game with some fellow day gamers. I remember daringly teasing her mercilessly about her style. Pretty much straight off the bat. Well, she got me straight away. She knew I was being the sort of cheeky chappy. It's quite surprising that she got me being Swiss. Just shows that stereotypical national archetypes don't always apply. She had a nose piercing. She had abandoned Zurich for London. She found Zurich somewhat boring. Anyway, we swapped numbers, and I texted her for the next 2 weeks until we arranged to meet up in Covent Garden. She lived in London. Anyway, upon arriving, I called her up, having forgotten what she looked like, in fact. And I remember asking a mate, I said, "Do you remember that girl we met in a shoe shop? What's she like?" And he said, "Ah, oh, she's all right." So I'm thinking, oh, God, I'm going out to London for a very average date, but I love London. I love London anyway. So I thought, sod it, I'll go up there anyway. Got up to Covent Garden, dialed her number, and I remember seeing this girl about 30 feet away answer her phone and thinking, God, it's not her. She's gorgeous, and it blooming was. She raced over to me, put her arms around me, and then we went up to Punch and Judy, and she offered to get the first beer in, and now I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm in love. Any girl that offers the first beer, I'm definitely predisposed to. So, yeah, we had a great time. Went across the Millennium Bridge. We went to the South Bank, up to Camden, all over the place. And 8 o'clock at night, she says, "Come on, let's go and get something to eat." So I'm thinking the date's going pretty well. Anyway, we parted at the end of the night. She went on a bus back to Holloway. I went on the bus back to Waterloo, and never saw her again. So it just goes to show sometimes you can be a little bit too comfortable in dates, and you think things are going well, but they're not. Who knows? But another low was 2015. I had a really long dry spell. Went out day game fishing, which is how I see it. Very much as fishing, as usual. But my bait wasn't working, and I didn't even reel in even so much as an old boot or a shopping trolley. So enough said about that. What adaptations have I made to day gaming as an older guy? That's a difficult question to answer, as I haven't actually day gamed as a younger guy. I suppose on parents in a general, I've always observed other guys, not in a gay way, but observe what looks good, and then nick to that. So if I think a pair of shoes look good, I'll go out and find a pair of shoes that look good. Also, jeans, cut of jeans, whatever. There's plenty of websites out there that can advise on style as well. Our shopping assistants, that's a great way of chatting up shopping assistants. So I think just generally be aware of what looks good, really. As for energy, I have adapted my energy since starting out in day game, but this has got nothing to do with age, simply experience. When I first went out, I was very high energy, trying to grab attention, get attraction, as you would do in a nightclub. But I was scaring a lot of girls off, and now I just focus on being as friendly and as normal as possible. I would maintain that comfort is the first aim when approaching during the day. You don't want to be too clever. I wouldn't go necessarily indirect, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm a bit of the sort of bad boy, cheeky chappy, tease a girl straight off the bat, but you've got to do it in a way that makes sure that she knows that you're being a little bit cheeky. And some girls won't appreciate it, and just accept this. You approach 10 girls, some are going to love you straight off the bat, some are going to hate you, most are actually going to be in the middle, and you have to adapt to how the girl responds to whatever your approach is. You can always backstep and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I was only kidding. I just thought your hair looked nice." So yeah, I don't think that's anything to do with age, but that's just through experience, really. How do you avoid the boyfriend provider sugar daddy trap that older guy dating often falls into? I've never fell into that trap. I just don't view myself that way. I don't want a girl that wants to use me for money, or indeed views me as a sugar daddy. There's no sugar anyway, and I'm literally not a daddy. So I just don't view myself that way. I can honestly say, and I'm probably lucky as I've never been married, no kids, that I genuinely don't feel any different now to when I was 25. I live exactly the same lifestyle. I've got my humble little flat, and I hit the town on a Friday or Saturday. I'm free, so I guess I'm lucky in that regard. But I've got mates that are married, and they do have hang-ups about it, saying things like, "Oh, she's young enough to be my daughter." Girls aren't worried about age in the same way that we are, so I think just hold that thought, really. What's my goal, end goal now for game? Well, it would be great to meet, my future wife, if I'm honest. Just like Mr. A on that one. But she's got to be the right girl. It's a very rare thing when you meet a girl, you think, "Oh my God, marriage material." And even if you did, and you fall in love, that's not going to last forever. That oxytocin hit, 9 months down the road, you settle down. And it's so rare anyway to meet someone like that, that I think the alternative thing I'm looking for is to have a rotation, to be honest with you, where you've got two or three girlfriends on the go. And it's an open situation. And that leaves your options open to find the right one anyway, and if you don't, you're having a good time in the meantime. Which brings me to the next question. At what age do you think they get that day game is no longer possible for a guy? Who knows? God, I suspect that there is a statistical bell curve at play going on here, in that I think it's quite realistic for a guy to attract a girl that's 20 to 30 years younger than himself. But obviously that is going to shift. So, okay, you get to 70, you're going to be able to date girls that are 50, maybe 40. But do I find girls that are between 40 and 50 attractive? They can be lovely personalities and so forth, but obviously, let's face it, the looks are going to have gone a little bit. Am I going to find a 25 to 30-year-old attractive at that? Yeah, it's always going to be the case. So is the drawbridge closing? It may well be, but I thought this at the age of 30 anyway. I thought, "Oh, well, that's it. game over. So who knows? I don't know if there's anyone, you know, in that age bracket that's still doing day game. You know, I'd be interested to hear from them. Extra advice for guys in their 20s and 30s in order to keep everything together and prepare themselves for 40s and 50s and beyond. I don't think it's any different. My best piece of advice would be forget material things. I don't think girls are that worried about it. I remember an ex-girlfriend saying to me, because I was very materialistic in my 20s, and she said, I would live with you in a cave. She didn't care about all that stuff. And I'll be honest with you, I don't want to encounter a girl that does. You know, women can make their own money these days. You know, if you've decided you're serious about going, you want to settle down and get married, it's only money. You can set out and make money if you really need to and you feel motivated to. So I don't think that's really an issue. Forget in a game, that just takes care of itself just through sheer practice. I would say biggest piece of advice actually would be honest with you, ditch the car, get out on your bike, walk, get the train, get on the bus, go into parks, and just engage girls in conversation and practice. That's what I would say. So anyway, I hope my words of I'm not sure they're words of wisdom, but I hope my insights are of help to others. So thanks very much.
Hey Tom, Ioannis here from Greece. Thank you for the opportunity to be part of your podcast. So let's see if I can figure out how to answer these questions. Question number one: how old are you? I just turned 48. Question number two, at what age did you start day gaming? I started really dabbling about it in 2012, but it was really difficult for me to get started. I really got started at 2016. Number three, how much day game have you done? Number of opens? I should say I'm around 300 sets, maybe 400. Definitely not more than 400 sets. Number four, what have been some of the highs? There have been many highs. Even though I'm 48, I really like very young women, like between 18 and 23. And I still have this thing, I know you don't approve, Tom, of preferring like virginal, very innocent looking girls. Now, I do know that just because they're innocent looking, it doesn't mean they are innocent, but I just prefer the style. So some of the highs have been finding this girl. Last year, I met one in the airplane while going to Bucharest. Then again last year, I met another one, an 18-year-old, while traveling to Marrakesh in Morocco. I met another one, this was this year, in Serbia. Now I usually travel with a friend of mine who is a really good player because he's young, he's 30, he's really good looking, and he has a very strong game. So the real highs are the kind of adventures we get into together. But obviously these are highs for one or two like nights. But what I remember are those girls that I just mentioned, because I usually get into long-term relationships with them, and I will fly over to see them. They fly over to see me in my country. Okay, number five. What have been some of the lows? No real lows, actually. Flaking, which is a problem for everyone, is a low of the whole thing. When I was younger and I didn't know that flaking is an actual thing, it used to bother me much more. Reading your books and your adventures helped me a lot into understanding that this is part of day game. It does not necessarily mean that I was doing something wrong. But I would say the low of day game is the flaking. And mind you, I don't have like a huge number of flaking, but it's still quite annoying. Number six, what adaptations have you had to make your day game as an older guy? That's another really good question. The basic adaptation is to make sure you have your grooming on point, not to look younger, because that definitely comes out as a tryhard, but to look as if you're someone who is sex worthy, not someone who is over the hill, not someone who looks like a dad or an uncle. That's probably the most important thing. So I have a beard, usually well-styled beard, at least that's what people tell me. I have a very contemporary haircut. I still have my hair, so that's a plus. So this thing really helps. Now, the T levels are not usually a problem because I try not to overdo it. I can easily have sex like 4 or 5 times a week, so it's okay, that's not a problem. 7. How do you avoid the boyfriend provider sugar daddy trap? Well, it's not an actual problem if you ask me. It's usually lack of game from the older guy who makes this a problem. Because if he thinks he's not worth it and he's only giving out provider signals in every way, then it's very natural that the girl is going to take advantage of that. To give you an example, all the girls I'm seeing right now, they're literally not even letting me pay to take them out for dinner. Like the last time they let me pay was we went out for my birthday. Or let me clarify, because I said we, not with all of them at the same time, okay? I think this is a situation when you find a gold digger, I try to cut it at the beginning to stop it so it doesn't go farther than that. 8, what's your end goal now for game? There is no end goal apart from becoming better and just keep finding girls, young girls, that keep me happy and satisfied and that I can have a good relationship with them. I'm not looking for a long time, for a life partner. I am always looking for long time partners. Definitely not lots of casual sex. I've had enough of that. But again, not a partner for life. So I guess the end goal is to keep meeting women and keep having fun with them and being a positive influence in their life and then being a positive influence in my life. 9, at what age do you think day game is no longer possible? There is no age. What might be a little problem is if you're like 70 years old and you're trying to target 18-year-olds, then it would be very, very difficult at a specific point. But if you're targeting older women, like even if you're 70, if you're targeting a 40-year-old woman, there is really no limit. 10, extra advice for guys in the 20s and 30s. Okay. That's a really good question. Not a very easy one to answer in 1 minute. First of all, try not to become the usual average 40 to 50 year old. Don't let your grooming go to hell. Try to keep your hair in a decent order. And if you start getting a lot of wrinkles around your mouth and around your cheeks, or your cheeks start drooping, make sure you leave a beard. Not every girl likes a beard, but the ones that are open to it, they're usually very attracted to guys with beards. The idea is to keep being a sex-worthy guy. So as long as you have that, you're good. The next piece of advice is try not to get locked down from all the stuff that society throws at you, like if you have a steady job, 9 to 5, if you have a mortgage, if you need to work 14 hour days and stuff, it's going to be becoming more and more difficult to get away and try to find the time and the different places to day game. Apart from that, the most difficult thing I guess from talking to my friends who are also in their 40s is to be able to resist the social pressure. Because it's perfectly fine to be day gaming and talking to girls and meeting new people of the opposite sex when you're 20. But once you hit 35 or more, it starts being labeled as creepy. It's really not creepy, but it's because it's against the feminist imperative and the agenda that it is trying to push. It is just labeled as a creepy thing. So basically, if you're 40 or 50 and you're dating young girls, you have to be pretty much immune to social pressure. The next piece of advice I would say is to find a good crew of people. People that are younger and people that you can also help them with life advice, not necessarily game advice, because they might be able to kick your ass in actual game if they're in their 30s or 20s and they're doing a good job. But you might help them in other areas of life. You might become friends and travel together and go day game together. That's really important. One of the lowest places in my life in my day gaming dating life was in 2012 when I went for one full month in Romania, and I was there all alone, and I would be getting very, very bored because I was alone. I did learn my lesson. I did all the subsequent trips with a wing. Last year I went to 11, I think, different countries, but all of them, I think 10 out of the 11, was with a wing. Apart from that, no more advice. Just don't fall into the sugar daddy trap. It's okay to treat the girl every now and then, but it should always come from the point of strength. That means that you don't have to do it, but you choose to do it because you want to give her a good time. So there you have it. Tom, once again, thank you very much for the opportunity to be part of your podcast. And if you're interested, I also have a podcast dedicated to game in Greece. It's called The Noemon Podcast. I will send you the link in the email. It's in Greek, only the titles are in English, but it's one of the very few podcasts for game in Greece. So thanks again. I'm waiting for your next materials, and we'll be in touch. I love you so much.